This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are chatting with the nonprofit group Eco Warriors, and welcome Stephen Barnett. Hi.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Well, it is Eco Warriors' mission to facilitate and encourage eco-friendly changes through volunteerism to lessen the damage littering and plastic waste has on our ecosystem. Eco Warriors Maryland is dedicated to inspire and attract warriors of all ages and encourage trash pickups, sustainable living, and recycling. They aim to create a community that supports individuals and families from all walks of life to get out and enjoy nature and make a difference one day at a time. What a great mission.
Thank you very much.
Tell me all about how Eco Warriors came to be.
It was hard to kind of boil down what we want to accomplish in one mission statement, but that was the best we could conjure up. But our mission is certainly a needed mission in this day and age. It doesn't take much to look outside and see the problem at almost everyone's doorstep. And the thing about it is, what I've been told numerous times from countless individuals are how when you have brought it to light, how it is really hard to ignore. So once they have now started paying attention to litter, that it is no longer something they can look away from. They're noticing it everywhere. And kind of unfortunate, but also fortunate at the same time, a lot of people's children have caught on. And so when they're in the car, they're, Mom, Dad, look over there, trash. So some kids have been hyper alerted to it, which I think is a great part of what also our next step is encouraging the youth to get involved. And
My girls are going to be 13, and they are aware. They'll point out when they see trash because they know right from wrong.
And I think that really that and also just the convenience of it's not their problem anymore and people aren't really realizing the damage that it does have for their simple solution of getting it out of their car for the moment and then it's having an everlasting impact on that environment from there on out, especially plastic litter specifically. So
when did Eco Warriors launch?
We launched officially at the end of March. We received our 501c3 status officially in the middle of May. That was kind of fast-tracked along through the 1023EZ process. Our legal liaison was done pro bono through an amazing legal counsel named Gabrielle Balassone, and she's actually more than just a lawyer. She's a survivalist. She's been on the series Naked and Afraid on the Discovery Channel three Wow. separate times, accomplishing and finishing three separate times. So she is a true warrior in many ways of the term. But anyway, she helped with all the paperwork and got us on track very quickly. So very fortunate to have her in our community. So
you're in your infancy stage.
Yes, definitely.
And so how are we going to boost you to your toddler stage? What's the next step?
The next step is definitely our website being constructed is going to be important to have a better, greater web presence also because on the website specifically we'll have a donate now option. One thing about the current methods of crowd raising is they always take a percentage out of whatever funds you do raise, which is good, but to an extent, we would like to be able to take as much money for the cause as possible. Because as I'm finding more and more, it is certainly not a cheap endeavor to operate any kind of operation.
Yeah.
And it's been so far pretty substantial with the funds we've raised from T-shirts and other items from the people who come to the events, or if they're not able to come to the event, buying a T-shirt so they can raise the awareness. All of those funds have been very helpful and offset the original operation or start-off cost, but moving into our next phase would be talking about an operating cost where we get vehicles that are specifically for the cleanups instead of using my own vehicle and things like that, or even a trailer to start, like a larger trailer that I can use a part of my vehicle for now. Because I'm totally fine with donating my time and my energy and my goods towards this mission because it's truly my passion. It's something that I am planning to dedicate the rest of my life to. So,
and it's greatly needed.
It certainly is.
So let's talk about a couple of different areas, okay? So you've helped to clean up Rock State Park, Pretty Boy Reservoir, Liberty Reservoir. Where to next?
Our next, actually, today when I leave, we're doing our first, like, kid event, and that's going to be at Piney Run Park in Eldersburg. And this one isn't going to be as extensive as future kid events. My fiance and I and a couple other members have talked about more or less at the end of the event having something fun for the kids, you know, a water gun fight or something along those lines, but also something that not water balloons, because there again then you have the plastic that you're
they're not environmentally
behind.
Friendly
and likely who's going to go and pick up all the pieces after throwing them,
right?
So water gun battle or something like that, something keeping those practices in mind. And that also moves into the next event for my fiance and I, is the construction of our blog. Our blog is going to be part of the Eco Warriors advertisement, but also an encouragement for the sustainable living. So each month we plan on doing one habit, changing one habit, and at the end of the month writing about how we had substantially change that habit throughout that month. For instance, this month is plastic bags, and at the end of this month we'll write about all of the incidences where we might have forgotten to bring our bags in the grocery store. You know, we have countless times where with good intentions in mind we still have forgotten about it. And
right.
That is also to light, even people who are aware of it being a problem still are imperfect at it. And that's why I just really want to encourage more people to, not to make them feel bad about current habits, but just to think about, what am I doing that could be done better, you know,
right?
or better for just not just my own life, but for the greater of the planet.
There are some grocery stores, we're not going to name them, but there are a couple of grocery stores local that I've been to that don't even carry bags. You have to bring your own bags into those stores. And I think that's a brilliant idea, and they're right on the same track that you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you fully approve of those types of stores.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a little bit when we're driving around on the Beltway, let's say, and we do some certain exits, and there's just trash. People love when they're exiting. I don't know if it's like the main Beltway, but when they get to that slow down curve, you know, they're going to toss that drink that they just finished out the window. And maybe some of the panhandlers that are around, I know, like in Towson, unfortunately, they're begging for money. But what they do is they leave their spot and they leave the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how we as a community can come together and how Eco Warriors is going to try to help with that.
I have noticed other towns through articles that have adopted a homeless program picking up trash for a minimum wage. And those pilot programs have done amazing things in those areas for
wow.
multiple sides. You know, it's the two birds with one stone mentality. You're having homeless people who are generally going to have a hard time finding a job, finding long-lasting work, and they're able to at least start to develop the working attitude and adjust back to that type of living. And in the articles I've read, certain cases, these people were able to get back onto their feet, go out and get an apartment after having been homeless, and all the while cleaning up. So while that person is, not only are we addressing the problem that that individual is facing, everything they did along the way has been just progress for the environment or for their general area, wherever they were instructed to clean up.
It's like a win-win.
It certainly is. Those kind of things, to me, I don't understand. What I want to start addressing and involving more people who are capable or have the positions to make these things happen, I think just getting the wheels turning in these individuals' minds is also part of our mission. It's just the awareness. We can't have everybody always out picking up trash. I've learned through our events that there's everyone has a very, very busy life, and our time spans are very minimal for how we can dedicate to other activities. I myself, this is such a passion, I don't expect other people to do the same kind of hours or input. I find other individuals who are even doing more than me, and they inspire me. So I hope that I can kind of inspire people to do a little more than they're doing, not do exactly the amount that I do. So
right.
That just the encouragement of the living different and for actually coming out to the events is great or other groups' events, I am very much so of the mindset that sharing is caring. It's not a matter of these volunteers, I only want to be an eco warrior. It's not a business to me. The only reason what makes this a business is it is a nonprofit and I have to function that way. That is the only reason why I treat it business-wise. To me, it is just a community mindset. I think I would like to just pass on the idea of this is how, and looking at, again, addressing the homeless problem, this is how other places are doing it. This is working. Let's adopt this policy. So if people are in the group and the community can hear those ideas or see those things and see multiple solutions from one activity, then that is another successful movement in the eco-warrior progression. You know, like if we can make that happen, then that is awesome, or even help to have it happen.
What areas do you hope to cover? Are you strictly just in the Baltimore area? Are you hoping to expand maybe out to Western Maryland, to the Eastern Shore, Harford County, Cecil County, Carroll County? Where are you hoping to expand? Or are you just really focused solely on the Baltimore area?
That is a great question. That is a really awesome answer. It is in the hands of everyone in Maryland. The beauty of the group is Facebook being international, not just state. You know,
we
anyone can be a part of this group and anyone can host a cleanup. While I won't be able to be there to, you know, be a trail guide, you would do a cleanup where you are familiar. You know, I wouldn't suggest going to a random park that you're not familiar, where sometimes that may be the case at an event, but you're going with people who know. And also be safe about it. Go in a group, you know, if possible. There's other things that, you know, they're smart, hiking practices and things like that, and just general bring gloves, all those things, they're capable of doing it. However, currently we are in their infancy stage. We are just focused on just the surrounding areas to try and pull the most people that I know currently, just to try and have the greater impact.
And it is important to wear gloves because you never know what you're going to pick up, and you need that protection. It could be a good start. I know with my girls, we started with a neighborhood cleanup. It's something as simple as that, starting with a neighborhood cleanup and then working your way out of the neighborhood, right?
Definitely. It's starting somewhere.
Starting somewhere. That's what we've got to do. Well, we are going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelly, and I'm here with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to urge you to speak to your kids about opioid and heroin addiction.
This is having a devastating effect right here at home in Maryland and on our nation. It affects all ages and demographics.
Please go to mddestinationrecovery.org.
Or call 1-800-422-0009 for treatment resources before it's too late.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. We are talking to Stephen Barnett of Eco Warriors, whose vision is to simply provide outlets and resources for people to learn and engage in eco-friendly activities and lifestyle changes. They want to serve as your all-around go-to environmental protection resource for best practices, policies, and products. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you had a meeting with the founders of BRRC, Back River Restoration Committee, and discussed their process and guidance on grant writing, how they recruit volunteers and their inception details. How did that go?
It was amazing. And in the first few minutes, I knew that we had another great resource in a community that we are very new to, so they were very welcoming. And immediately I addressed how I appreciated the teamwork aspect, and they had highlighted how that is a big principle that they're focused on. It's not a competition. It's a team-based outfit.
Well, it's joining resources, which is really great. For people that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about what Back River Restoration Committee actually does?
Definitely. The Back River Restoration Committee has been around for over a decade. They have some of the best and largest amount of resources in Maryland as far as for the operation of removing debris and litter from the waterways that lead to the Chesapeake Bay. They have a boon, which is a floatable device that has a wire through it with a chain that goes from one corner of a waterway channel to the other channel, and that protects And what that does is it prevents anything that's floating, the floating litter debris on the top level, it prevents it and stops it all with a trash boom. Then through grants through Baltimore County, they have workers that are paid not a crazy good wage, a lower wage, but they are happy to provide that service because they are very passionate about what it's doing in the long run. So, and they, the owners, they were speaking about how it's basically different individuals, like retired individuals and so forth, who want to take part in it, but it is a dirty job. And, you know, they acknowledge that they are some of the most appreciated people for their direct hands on the problem.
Well, like they say, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And we're glad that they are and that you are now doing it.
Yep.
What is your five-year plan?
Our five-year plan is to have an established website, make the movement of Eco Warriors spread from not only just our regional Carroll County, but to go into other counties. We're looking for volunteers from other counties who would be willing to take on the lead at hikes in their parks that I'm unfamiliar with. I like to be very upfront and honest. If it's a park, I have chosen the parks at random for this year, many of which I've been to, and there were five that I had never been to. So
how do you choose the parks?
That's a great question. At random was the first, the first choosing was just at random. It was on the DNR website. I looked at the Central Maryland region, and because realizing I was pulling from a group of volunteers, mainly my friends, locally I wanted to choose the location so it wouldn't be too far out, and easier to generally pull people in. So at first it was all through the Central Maryland corridor, and the 8 hikes I chose that were familiar to me and the 6 hikes that were unfamiliar. And those locations, it was an adventure for me. And it was an adventure essentially for everyone. And there was one occasion where we got a little lost, but it wasn't much more than like a 20-minute offset. And we found a good bit of trash in that off of the normal trail. So that is one thing that I have enjoyed up to this part, but through the 5 years, as we grow, I certainly don't want to get lost on a group event. So that is where I put it out to needing volunteers. I need people who are avid hikers for some of the trails outside of my realm of where I normally hike.
So you have volunteers from children to older people. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the difference it has made to have different age groups join the effort. And then if somebody wants to join, how do they get involved?
Thank you for asking that. Through our Facebook page is how we are currently putting our schedule of events out. So that would be where you find the date and location of where our group hikes are happening. Again, even through our Facebook page, we have people who don't go to group hikes, but they post their impact of their individual hikes. As you had said, going through your neighborhood, we have one volunteer who the stretch of her road is a highly littered street where even though she has picked up 9-10 bags at a given time, 2 weeks later, it's the same thing. So she has, and she posts her collections online. And I think that in online inspiring is also another great exchange. So if you can't make it to the events that we do have posted through our current Facebook page, eventually our website, but you'll be able to find us tracking initially through our Facebook page. If you can't make those events, just posting your personal contributions is another great way to be involved in the movement.
Because any kind of help is just help in general. You're just helping out everybody in general by cleaning up any kind of trash that you see. Tell me, what are you guys usually finding on your trash pickups? What kinds of things? I mean, what is like the top like couple of things that you find? Maybe people need to become aware, like there's a specific type of trash that's being left and we need to really focus on, you know, honing that down.
That's a great question because there are the repeat offenders. And what is kind of scary is to know how much alcohol is littered on the roadways. There is like bottles and cans and minis are the largest contribution of trash along the side of the road, which is appalling. And That also...
And kind of scary.
Yes.
Because that means most likely they're drinking and driving and then tossing the evidence.
Yes.
Wow.
And that is one thing that has really been a following theme throughout it all, is that is what you'll find along the roadsides. And where you were talking about how people... where the exit ramps are, that's where people are prone to litter, not just because of the homeless people, but because as they are taking that turn, they are less likely to have somebody behind them, and they feel like, ooh, I can get away with it here.
Mm-hmm.
So people where I have found funnel points are where you find the most debris. At parking lots, right outside the parking lot, at the park, that is one of the worst places for the litter initially. And the impact of seeing that, that is how you'll respect the park. It's the broken windows philosophy. If you see a place that's in despair, you're more likely to act a certain way and keep it in despair. Whereas conversely, if you find something that is in good condition, you're more likely to behave and respect it and keep it that way. So if you are in the parking lot and you see these things, conceptually, you're just going to treat it the same way and litter and drop the trash on the trail. So that is the first place that we tackle when we go places, is the funneling of where people are generally more often are going to be obviously the more littered.
Are there trash cans in those lots outside of the parks?
That is a hit or miss. Some places are pretty well established for their waste management practices, and other places you are expected to pack what you carry in to pack out. So there really isn't an enforcement in some cases. And I know that in the land of convenience, it is really tough. It's a great principle to have people want to behave that way, but because a lot of people are strictly convenience-oriented, they're just going to litter it. And since there is an enforcement, there isn't going to be any problem or repercussion for them. And at the meeting with the Back River Restoration Committee, we discussed how challenging it is to find people who are willing to enforce the codes, because the smack on the wrist for whatever penalty or ticket that they get, and they go to court and it's dismissed or so forth. So tickets don't get written for these things. And again, that's another thing that policy moving forward, we may need to have a stricter enforcement or stricter penalties for littering,
like,
and
surveillance
dumping.
Or even signage, you know,
mm-hmm.
Signage goes a long way. Maybe working with those parks that don't have trash receptacles to maybe get them. That would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, have you chatted with the people downtown at Mr. Trash Wheel to see how your movement is helping with the trash coming down the falls?
I have not spoke with the people at the Trash Wheel. I find their work super inspiring and along the front lines of it addressing the problem of trash in Baltimore. And to find out some of the items that it is pulling out of the bay is just, it's mind-blowing, and it's to the point where it's so inspiring. I know that they have had other locations follow suit and have similar machinery doing similar work, and all along that same mission of making our natural landscapes a little bit back, better livable and closer to their original living situation, restoring it to what it should be.
What can people do at home? I know, like, we talk about some of the practices. Like, I know in our home, if we get a little case of soda, let's say, and you have those plastic rings, obviously we cut those because we don't want them getting caught on the little duckies, you know, or anything. We put them in the trash. But, you know, sometimes if you don't do stuff like that, it hurts the animals in the bay. What are other things that you can suggest doing inside your home that is going to help with this mission?
Certainly recycling correctly. One thing that creates an issue for recycling plants is the incorrect recycling of items. You know, making sure that you're not putting plastic bags in the recycling. Do recycle plastic bags, but the location for them are separate. You have to take your recycling bags to a grocery store or Walmart or so forth. They collect them in mass. That is the only way that if we have plastic bags at our house, that we get rid of them.
Is there a way for them to find out, like, links of how to compost or the correct way to recycle on your Facebook page? Is that something that you're going to put on your blog, maybe put on your website?
That is certainly going to be one of the topics for one of our months. And also, each month it will be a separate topic, and that is one we're dedicating an entire month to.
Okay. Thank you so, so much for coming in, Stephen Barnett of Eco Warriors Maryland. You can go on Facebook for now and look up Eco Warriors for their Facebook page. This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.